Gypsy Rose was the perfect child, quiet, sweet, and tragically ill. She had leukemia, muscular dystrophy, a feeding tube, and the mental capacity of a 7-year-old. For years, she was pushed in a wheelchair by her devoted mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, who told doctors, charities, and neighbors that her daughter's life hung by a thread. Together, they accepted free trips to Disney, lived in a pink house built by Habitat for Humanity, and met celebrities through Make-A-Wish. But it was all a lie. In 2015, Dee Dee was found stabbed to death in her bedroom. The house was eerily silent, except for the empty wheelchair by the bed. Gypsy was gone. When police found her, walking and speaking clearly, the nation's jaw dropped. What unfolded next was a true crime revelation that exposed the darkest form of maternal manipulation. Munchausen, by proxy. Gypsy had never been sick. She had been psychologically imprisoned, poisoned, and mutilated by the one person meant to protect her. And when she finally learned the truth, she planned her mother's murder. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Lie, Built on Love and Pity. The front lawn in Springfield, Missouri, was always neat. The pink house sat perfectly still, like a dollhouse. Inside lived Dee Dee and her terminally ill daughter, Gypsy Rose. Locals knew them. They donated. They prayed for Gypsy. But behind closed doors, the picture was distorted. Dee Dee Blanchard, born Claudine Blanchard, was not a typical caregiver. She was charming, overbearing, and oddly evasive. She told anyone who asked that Gypsy had chromosomal defects, leukemia, epilepsy, and needed a wheelchair. But medical records, lost in Katrina, school transcripts, unnecessary. Gypsy was homeschooled. Her birth date? Confusing. One year she was 8, the next 12. The truth was simpler and more horrifying. Dee Dee was faking every illness. She shaved Gypsy's head regularly. She took her to doctor after doctor, neurologists, oncologists, gastroenterologists, each time pushing an elaborate list of symptoms. If a doctor asked too many questions, Dee Dee would vanish. But most didn't question a struggling single mother with a sick child. Some even became complicit, prescribing seizure meds, anti-nausea pills, and placing a feeding tube Gypsy didn't need. Gypsy, meanwhile, was imprisoned, not with bars, but by misinformation and fear. Dee Dee told her she'd die without her medications, that her bones would snap if she walked, that her father, Rod Blanchard, was abusive and abandoned them. Rod, in reality, had tried to stay involved. He sent money, visited, and called. But Dee Dee always kept Gypsy away. She controlled every aspect of her daughter's life, her body, her memories, and even her age. Gypsy started to question things after turning 18, though Dee Dee insisted she was still a minor. She snuck onto the internet, created secret Facebook accounts, and found forums for cosplay and Disney fans. There, she met Nicholas Godijon, a man with autism and a dark streak of violence. Their relationship turned romantic fast. Nicholas believed Gypsy was being abused. He wanted to save her. Gypsy wanted to be free. They began planning. Not an escape. A murder. Dee Dee grew suspicious of Gypsy's behavior, catching her sneaking online, texting, and hiding snacks. Punishment followed. No phone, no internet, no movement without permission. But the damage was done. Gypsy had tasted autonomy, and with Nicholas, she believed she could finally have it. In June 2015, Gypsy gave Nicholas the green light. She paid for his bus ticket from Wisconsin to Missouri. The plan was crude. Nicholas would hide in the bathroom while Dee Dee slept. When she was asleep, he'd emerge with a knife Gypsy stole from the kitchen. Gypsy would wait in the bathroom and cover her ears. The night of the murder, Dee Dee took her usual medications and went to bed. Nicholas stabbed her 17 times. Dee Dee tried to scream, but her voice didn't reach far enough. By morning, the dollhouse was quiet. Chapter 2. Truth in Shattered Glass. Dee Dee's body lay undiscovered for days. It was only after a cryptic Facebook status was posted. "That bitch is dead," from the joint account Gypsy secretly shared with Nicholas, that neighbors began to worry. When police broke in, they found Dee Dee's lifeless body in bed, surrounded by stuffed animals and Disney figurines. But Gypsy was gone. Her wheelchair abandoned, medication bottles untouched. The scene looked like an abduction. What they uncovered next turned the entire narrative upside down. Gypsy was found in Wisconsin, walking on her own, hand in hand with Nicholas. No wheelchair, no oxygen tank, no signs of any illness. Investigators were dumbfounded. Gypsy told detectives everything about the fake illnesses, the surgeries, the feeding tube she didn't need, the medications that made her teeth rot, and the years of psychological abuse. Her voice, surprisingly composed, spoke of a lifetime lived in performance. The public was split. Was she a murderer or a hostage who finally fought back? Psychiatrists testified that Dee Dee had suffered from Munchausen syndrome by proxy, a mental disorder where a caregiver fabricates or induces illness to garner attention and control. Dee Dee had convinced not just her daughter, but doctors, charities, and entire communities of Gypsy's fragility. It was systemic gaslighting, weaponized motherhood. Nicholas Godijon was sentenced to life without parole. Gypsy pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and received 10 years in prison. In the courtroom, she looked healthier than ever, walking, talking, smiling. The girl who once lived in pajamas and pill bottles now wore jeans and eyeliner. In prison, Gypsy earned a GED, began therapy, and started reading voraciously. Letters poured in, some of sympathy, others of rage. But the media devoured the story. Hulu turned it into a dramatized series, The Act. Documentaries followed. TikTok exploded with Gypsy-inspired accounts. In December 2023, after serving 85% of her sentence, Gypsy Rose Blanchard walked free. She married a pen pal from prison and began speaking publicly about abuse and healing. Her voice, soft but clear, echoed through a world still unsure whether she was villain or victim. She appeared on television with poise and transparency. "I did a bad thing," she said, "but I was living in a prison long before I went to jail." Her father, Rod, welcomed her with open arms. Her half-siblings met her for the first time without a feeding tube or wheelchair between them, but questions still linger. Why didn't anyone stop Dee Dee? Why didn't doctors speak up? Why did charity after charity ignore the red flags? And most importantly, what happens when society rewards the performance of suffering over the truth of abuse? This wasn't just a murder. It was a revelation. A story about control so complete, even the victim didn't know she was a prisoner. And maybe that's what makes this case so unforgettable. It challenges everything we think we know about love, illness, and the lengths people will go to for power.